I love my Africa. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, for every part of the world you listen to us. Right now, we're on Blackface Radio, blackface.com.ng studio here in Lagos, in Nigeria. And this is your favorite program again, Time Out with Wikipedia, where we get to talk about Wikipedia, get to talk about the ripple effect of Wikipedia and how it gets to affect us as a citizen, as a Nigerian, as an African, and as a citizen of this world. So with this, I welcome you to this program once again from every part of the world you're listening to us. My name remains at your company, Oyeyemi. And it's good to actually have you guys on from every part of the world that you're listening to us right now. And today we'll be taking a different shape again. We'll be going a step higher than we did last week. Last week we talked about things we don't understand or we have this perception about on Wikipedia. We mentioned 10 things you may not understand about Wikipedia. We can list them all, and I'm sure so many of listeners they become enlightened to it. They now understand what Wikipedia is all about, what they need to do better, how they need to use it, and the kind of effects that it can cause. And this time around, we'll be going on another dimension. We have some segments of the program. What we'll be doing is that we want to celebrate our African women. We'll be doing that. Wiki loves women. We'll be doing that once every time we come. So we'll be doing a profile on Wikipedia about a notable woman on Wikipedia. And also, the second part of the program, we'll be interviewing one of our resource person in the media user group of Nigeria by the name of Lani Olushola, who is going to be telling us about the upcoming conference in Berlin, Germany, the Wikipedia conference, going to be telling us about it and what Africa or Nigeria gets to get from it. So, right about now, before without wasting much of our time, we'll go into the program. And then before we start, we'll just quickly have just 1 minute music shortly, and then we'll start. Just keep on to blackface.com.ng. Time out with Wikipedia on your favorite online radio, blackface.com.ng studio here in Lagos, Nigeria. And then the article we'll pick to read is the article of a certain woman, a media mogul, and one of the most successful entrepreneurs we have here in Nigeria. Her name is Mo Abudu. So I'll just read about our profile. And then, and before I start with that, I want us to understand that the essence of Wikipedia, that which happens to be the world's largest encyclopedia, put the information, the sum of human knowledge in one piece. Now, I'm reading this article to create, just to make a statement, that I can know everything about someone just on a page. I can know everything about someone just with a certain page. So that's the main essence of actually going to this profile. So let's say I want to find out about more. I mean, I click, put on it online, and I have different links going there. What's more, Wikipedia, all our information on one page. Now, Musumola Abudu, usually known as Mo Abudu, is a Nigerian talk show host, TV producer, media personality, human resources management consultant, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. She has been described by Forbes as Africa's most successful woman. Okay, so that's just like an introduction about who she is. For every page on Wikipedia, you have that as an introduction. Introduction is just telling you that information about that person, like a summary of the information about person, and then we'll go into the context. Now, the content is going to tell us just about the early life, education, career, just like the table of contents we have in the early life, education, career, the Ebony Life Television Production, our personal life, our references, and the external links. Now, Eli Life, Abudu. Abudu was born in the United Kingdom. At age 7, her family relocated to Lagos, where she was sent to stay with her grandparents and their Akoko clan in Ondo State to learn about Nigerian culture. Education. At age 11, she attended Iwasan Girls Grammar School. At 12, shortly after her father died, Abudu returned to the UK and attended Hammersmith Country Secondary School before moving to the Ridgeway School in Kent, where she lived with her guardian in Tunbridge Wells. From there, she went to West Kent College and Mid Kent College. She has a master's degree in Human Resource Management from the University of Westminster, London. Abudu is a member of the British Psychological Society and is qualified in occupational and personality testing. Career. Now, career, BLA and Oakwood Park. Abudu started off her career in the UK as a recruitment consultant in 1987. Becoming a branch manager, she went on to work for the Staffing Group, managing the corporate credit management exhibition from 1990 to 1992. In 1993, she joined Arthur Anderson for ESSO Explanation and Production Nigeria Limited, now ExxonMobil, to air their human resources and training units. She left in 2000 to establish a privately owned specialist human resource development company known as Dick Lawrence and Associates Limited, popularly known as BLA. By joining BLA, Abudu developed an executive training center at Cotia Hotel, Oakwood Park, Lagos. Moment is more. Abudu is an executive producer and host of a TV talk show, Moment is More, which is first syndicated video talk show on African regional television. By October 2009, over 200 episodes have been recorded and aired with numerous topics, ranging from lifestyle, throughout culture, politics, entertainment, tradition, to music and interracial marriages. Guests have included celebrities, residents, Nobel laureates, and the 67th U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. Abudu says the show highlights the life and accomplishments of an Israeli well-known, but sometimes an undiscovered African individual who, by his or her own tenacity and determination, has accomplished something, overcome something, or been the catalyst for something that makes or him a role model to others. He had an endless TV coverage in 48 African countries. The show now also airs on terrestrial and cable TV in other parts of the world. The Debaters. Abudu is the creator and executive producer of The Debaters, a reality TV show funded by the Guaranty Trust Bank. It's launched on the 3rd of October 2009. The show focuses on giving African voice by promoting oratory, Inspire Africa Education Foundation. Abudu is the founder of the Inspire Africa Foundation, a human investment arm of Inspire Africa Limited, which is registered as a non-profit organization focused on raising funds to implement society transforming initiatives. In January 2009, the Inspire Africa Foundation, along with Moments with More, the Lagos State Government, and UNICEF, had a Teleton Anxiety Benefit Concert where the team blocked the constraints. Donations from the concert have gone towards the protection of street children. Projects. The foundation has offered a charity store branded the Designers Outlet for Charity, which opened on the 5th of December 2009 in Lagos. The foundation is also developing a
children's shelter called
the ABU Awards.
In recognition of our work in diverse fields, especially the media
and our service to humanity, which they have been honored with many awards, as a global recognition by Fox Media as the first African woman to launch a Pan African TV channel, an entrepreneur of the year award by Women Web in New York. She has also been listed as one of the 25 most powerful women in global TV by the Hollywood Reporter. Most recently, she was honored with an honorary doctorate degree, honorary status from Babcock University, Nigerian Premier Family, Ebony Light Television. We have been launched Ebony Light Television, African plus global black motive. Lucas Entertainment Network on the 1st of July 2013 has obtained on the television website. Ebony Live TV is a multi-platform broadcaster set to reach most important targets demographic. The custodians of the present and the future, we are set to produce and broadcast over 700 hours of non-stop original and programming into world-class production values. We are set to do this through a variety of engaging platforms that includes TV, mobile, online, apps, and live. We are positioned to be the home of the best of African content available, a subsidiary of Media and Entertainment City Africa. Ebony Live TV is located at Tinapa Research, Calabar, Kosovo State, Nigeria. Ebony Live TV has been founded with a mission to create original, premium, and inspiring content with an African soul that shares the best of Africa with global black audience. The television station transmits proxy in complete global system from many proxy technology for a new TV. Transmitting in HD to subscribers in Sub-Saharan Africa. It is finally transmitting to Southern Africa and it's channel number 165 on DSTV. The launch of the station, which was attended by dignitaries from all around the world, saw notable Nigerians awarded for their contribution to the entertainment industry. Steve Jobs was on the stage to present the Savvy Nigerians the award in a report titled Nigerian Woman Launches Entertainment TV Network. Mosmola Abudu was referred to as African Oprah Winfrey with a catchphrase that says everything you think you know about Africa is about to change forever. Ebony Light TV seeks to start selling the good bits of Africa. Not every African woman has a pile of goods on her head and a baby strapped to her back. Moabudu told the Associated Press in an interview session. The experts by Moabudu also call the attention of Fox Media. According to the Guardian, Fox Media, a renowned establishment which has become a symbol of distinction for amazing worthy business decision makers, investors, and progressive individuals who have impacted the world to stimulation of business growth, as name of Abudu as the first woman on the African continent to own an African TV channel. In case you are just joining us, we are still on with Time Out with Wikipedia at blackface.com.ng studio here in Lagos. And then they are trying to review an article of Mo Abudu Wikipedia. So now let's conclude that. Now, a personal life. Abudu lives in Lagos and enjoys international travel to London, Paris, in France, New York City, in the United States, Cape Town, and Johannesburg in South Africa. He has a son and a daughter. I love them so very much. I can get over the facts that I'm a mother. References, and then we have a list of references. The external links, we have a Moment It's More official page, Mo Abudu Online, Victoria's and Associates, The Dancers Official Page, Inspire Africa, Inspire Africa Foundation Official Page.
Thank you.
That's the article of Musumola Abidu on Wikipedia. And now that's it.
Now, listeners, listen to us across the board. What you just read now is a comprehensive article written by one of our volunteers about Abidu. That is available on Wikipedia. Now, with that, I have an information about the woman from Mohabiju. Even though I've not met her before, but I understand the basic things about her. I understand her background. I understand her working ethics. It is like a resume of Mohabiju. Now, imagine there was no Wikipedia at all, and I need information about Mohabiju. And I log into Google and type more Abidu. You could imagine the kind of links you know. You can imagine the amount of different links, the amount of different Google Google links that you're gonna bring up to maybe page 20, page 50. I will now need to filter through before I can add that compressive information about Abidu. But yeah, in Wikipedia provides that platform. That platform that you can add the information just on one piece. The information about or a biography or a biography about a certain person just on one page. That's the beauty of Wikipedia. And that is why we encourage as many people, as many listeners listen across from every part of the world to get involved with Wikipedia. Now, some of these questions that have been asked over and over and over again, anytime we are putting to do a kind of orientation program like this, is how can I get involved with Wikipedia? What does Wikipedia entail? Okay, fine. Wikipedia sums up the human knowledge. But how do I get involved as a person? How can I come out? How can I be able to contribute to it? Now, the reply is, you can contribute as long as you can write, as long as you can read, as long as you have access to the internet, then you can contribute to Wikipedia. Now, how do I do this? Now, firstly, we need to establish that Wikipedia is the world's largest online encyclopedia. Wikipedia is also free to edit. Anybody can come online on Wikipedia to edit and put your articles, but there are guidelines to it. There are the do's and don'ts to it. There are ways you go about it, because since Wikipedia is free, anybody can come online. Anybody can come there to edit. Then you can see different people coming around doing all they want and then train traction. So that's why There are lines to it. There are ways to make sure that there are editors, there are admins that make sure so many of these articles have been looked after. And that is why you as a person, you as an individual, you as a Nigerian, as an African should come out, because if you don't get to, okay, I have the article of what I would do. If a volunteer did not volunteer is your time to write this article, then I won't have this information about Mohabudu. But I have this information because someone was able to volunteer his or her time. All right, that's it. And I'm sure we've been able to learn one or two things. And now, shortly now, we'll go on a short music interlude. And after we're back, we'll now kick off the second segment of this program called Time Out with Wikipedia. You should always expect the best, because as Wikipedians, we always want to make sure we do things and promote our locality and also ourselves. So we'll go on 3 minutes short music break now. So stay tuned to us and then we'll be right. Thank you, culture.
My name is Alani Olushola. Right now, we'll be talking with Brigitte Duelgast from Goethe Institute in South Africa. She's going to introduce herself properly to the Nigerian fans so that we'll get to know her and what she's been doing in Nigeria. I'm not going to let Kat out of the bag until when she introduces herself. Right now, I'll be connecting live with Brigitte from Johannesburg. Brigitte, can we meet you, please?
Yes, hi, Jolan. It's great to be on the show. Thanks very much for inviting me. It's really exciting to talk to so many people in Nigeria right now. Yeah, as you mentioned, my name is Brigitte Duelgast. I'm actually from Germany, and I've been living here in Johannesburg for the last 3.5 years, and my time here in South Africa is actually coming to a close. So I'm sitting like surrounded by boxes because I will be moving in the next couple of days.
Oh, that is wonderful, and that's also a very good news to hear about that. Brigitte, that used to work at Goethe Institute in Joburg, will now be probably moving away from South Africa. So, well, most likely in Germany. Well, the second aspect of the question is, how is life like in Africa for the past year that you've been there?
Well, it has been really interesting, and I really enjoyed it. It's really amazing to get to know, you know, all the different countries and the different people and the different cultures. So I really felt very privileged that I had the opportunity to live here for a few years and to travel to so many places around the continent.
That's good. That's a good one. Well, as we all know, the reason why we have Brigitte online is because of our connection with Wiki Loves Women. And I'm sure she should be able to tell us her side of the story. Well, I would like to ask, what was your initial thought about the project, and what was it like at the end of the project?
Well, the project started more than a year ago when I met Ayla, head of Flood, who introduced me to the idea of the Wiki Loves Women project, which actually is to make sure that more notable women are represented on Wikipedia.
That's true.
And so when we discussed the project further, it also showed that it's really important to have actually not only more women on Wikipedia, but to have more women work like on Wikipedia, you know, to write articles, to tell their stories on Wikipedia. So the project, you know, has a lot of angles, and I think for me, actually, this is really the most important part, that women feel that they can contribute to Wikipedia, you know, that not everything what's on Wikipedia, they just have to read and acknowledge and, you know, to be satisfied, but they can add for themselves. They can make Wikipedia, you know, like their own encyclopedia, and they can make sure that all the information that they think is important for women in Africa, that they can actually contribute to put it on there. And I think especially for Africa, Wikipedia is really, you know, enormously important. Because it's maybe the first time ever that an encyclopedia is available for everyone to use. So it's a great opportunity. But of course, unlike in earlier days when there were only experts writing, you know, for printed encyclopedia editions, this encyclopedia is really written by people who want to tell something, and you know, if you don't contribute, your story will never be heard. So it's really important that people realize how important it actually is that the voices of African women is heard via Wikipedia.
That is good to hear from you, Brigitte. If you are hearing and wondering whom are we talking to tonight, we are talking to Brigitte Duelgast. She is one of the brains behind the reason why you heard about Wiki Loves Women across the state in Nigeria. She's one of the reasons behind why we are able to read more information, quality information about Nigerian women, African women, as a Ghanaian women, Cote d'Ivoire women, and Cameroonian women. And it's a project that I've actually been able to add to the online presence of most women that are notable. And I think it is a worthy and a very notable project. We really want to thank you so much, Brigitte, for your backing and support of this project.
Yeah, it has been a real privilege to get to know all of you and, you know, to realize all the effort and the energy that you put into this project. So it has been really, you know, eye-opening also for us to work with you on this project.
Good. That's a very great one. Now, if you are listening to us, we are live on blackface.com.ng studio across the state, the 36 states in Nigeria, in Lagos, in Ogun State, in Abeokuta. We are talking to one of the main persons that support the working of Wiki Loves Women in Africa, in person of Brigitte Duelgas. And well, in the next question, we'll be asking, what are your high points of the project? What are the high points of the project from your side?
Okay, from my very personal point of view, I have to say one of the highlights really was when I attended Wiki Indaba, which took place in Accra, in Ghana, in January. And this was like a conference where the Wikimedia Foundation has invited not only the Wikipedians who work for Wiki Loves Women, but active Wikipedians from all over Africa. And it was really amazing to see this community coming together and working together and exchanging ideas. And of course, you know, it was a great thing for them also to learn about Wiki Loves Women. But, I mean, it was really one of the best conferences I ever attended because there was so much energy there and so much, yeah, great new initiatives and ideas. And I also realized, and this was actually really, you know, new to me, but I realized how important the Wiki Loves Women project is for the Wikipedia community in Sub-Saharan Africa and in North Africa. In general, you know, that it really made the Wikipedians more confident and, you know, gave them really like a boost and encouraged them to do more for Wikipedia. And so this was actually great to see how the Goethe Institute was able to assist, you know, the whole Wikipedia community by supporting this project.
Wow. That's the great one. I'm glad to let you know, Brigitte, that so many fans in the country, they are listening and they are also tweeting. And well, we're having challenges to the telephone lines to the studio at the moment. But people are tweeting. They would have loved to talk to you because there are a lot of Nigerian women right now that ordinarily their names are not supposed to be on Wikipedia. Though they are notable, though they are doing what it works, but because people are not really focusing on it, but because of the Wiki Loves Women project, we've been able to find a way of having them on Wikipedia. Most of them are seriously struggling with the line to get in touch with you. But yeah, there's a question from one of them from our Skype, and she would like to know in what way would Goethe Institute or the German government, why do they really support this project? Why? What is it? Why do they support the project?
Well, what the Goethe Institute tries to support in Sub-Saharan Africa is really like, you know, bringing the continent, bringing Sub-Saharan Africa more forward by connecting people. So connecting people in Africa who work on the same issues and to try to bring to bring a continent forward by, for example, putting more effort into digital projects in general. And I think especially, you know, the Wiki Loves Women project fitted very well with a lot of for a lot of reasons into what the Goethe Institute is doing. We are really one of the focus of our work is to assist and to encourage you know, like underrepresented groups in certain areas, and unfortunately women still count as an underrepresented group in this digital world. And it's really important, you know, that women are just encouraged to participate more. And I think the Wiki Loves Women project was a perfect example to assist them and to show them how to do this. And then of course the Goethe Institute, like so many organizations, we try to be more present in the digital sphere. Because when we do this, we can reach out to much more people than just to the people who come into our institutes, into our buildings. So it's very important for us to do more projects on the internet. And then, I mean, one of the big hopes, I think, within Africa is that the digital era, the time of digital information, will help Africa, you know, to step forward and to play a major role within the society, within the global society. So all these initiatives that are out there, all these people who are active in the digital field, we really like to support them. And so the Wiki Loves Women project really like ticked all the boxes. So it was a perfect project for us to support.
That is quite interesting. And I'm trying to talk to some of our colleagues on the Indaba group if they will have one or two questions for you. While we are still waiting for them, but I'm sure some of them would like to talk to you. Now, in all honesty, do you think this project is a success? And if it is yes, how?
Well, I think it is a success because it brought women more into the, you know, the front of light, and to brought also a lot of people realized how underrepresented women are on Wikipedia. And actually, this is not only the case in Africa. It's a general phenomenon. But the percentage of notable women on Wikipedia about Africa is even less than in other parts of the world. So I think that the project, you know, just made people realize that there's something missing. And it's in the best interest of everyone who is using this encyclopedia that there's something done about it, and that people actually pay more attention in adding information about this, adding more information about notable women. So I think it's not possible to change everything overnight. But I think, like, step by step, you know, things can be changed. And I think the Wiki Loves Women is one of these steps, you know, that will eventually lead to change.
Okay, that's good. Well, we're still expecting a question from Guy. I would like to ask, I am sure at the moment the project is winding up, is coming to an end.
Yeah, well, there was like an official timeline for the project, and you're right. I mean, the project officially comes to an end at the end of March, or maybe it's better to say that the official, like the funding of the Goethe Institute, so the official project dates where the Goethe Institute funded the project will end at the end of March. But I mean, I'm pretty sure that a lot of those people who started working on this project, you know, will continue to do so. And as far as I know, Ayla and Florence, who are the project managers, that they have already applied for, you know, for further sponsorship from the Wikimedia Foundation. And I think also had some other ideas. So So maybe, you know, it's possible to get more funding to support the project also in the future.
Well, thank you so much, Brigitte, for having time out with us today. And I'm sure that people are so excited hearing from the other side of the story, which is the Gotye aspect, because you have this concept. Do you have any parting words for the TV Nigerian fans that are listening to you?
Well, I think I can only encourage everyone to not only use Wikipedia by reading it when you are looking for information, but especially when you look for information about people or about, you know, something that's important in your life and you cannot find the information. It's not because it's not important, but it's probably not in the Wikipedia because no one has ever written about it. So, you know, you have to do it yourself. That's the only way that Wikipedia can grow. And so people should not only see Wikipedia, you know, as something that they can use, but they also should see it as something they can contribute to and they should contribute to.
That's it. Thank you so much. I'm much more excited to talk with you and I think when next we call you on this show, you'll be so happy to talk to us.
Yeah, I definitely will be happy to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We are still on blackface.com.ng studio here in Lagos. And that was just an interview with you see the Lagos host by one of our Amid, a social person here in the user group here in Nigeria by the name Olani Olishola. And they were able to understand something about the relevance of Gotye Institute and the project called We Kill Love Women, how they've been able to partner, together to get our goal. And then we have a few minutes here in the studio, and also this third part, we just want to use this to ask Mr. Olaniyo Olushola some few questions. Now, let me try and introduce Mr. Olaniyo Olushola to some of our audience listening to us right now. Mr. Olaniyo Olushola is the President Director of the Wikimedia User Group Nigeria, and he's one of the resourceful persons we have here as far as Wikimedia is concerned here in Nigeria. He's also the Project Coordinator of the Wiki Love Women, and he's an Army leader. Now, Mr. Olaniyo Olushola, we are glad to have you on this segment of this program.
Thank you, Ayokomi. I am glad to be on the other side of the mic right now. And I would like to start fielding questions from your side.
All right. Without wasting most of our time, because we don't want to waste any time, we just have about 30 minutes to go. And this 30 minutes, we want to make it as judicious as possible. Now, so let me show that for more indications, there's a conference coming up at Berlin, Germany, a Wikimedia conference that we have different Wikipedians coming from all over the world. No, okay. Don't let me go into it. I just want to tell us about that conference that's coming up. Tell us about the conference in your own words, sir.
Thank you very, very much, Ayokomi. Well, Wikimedia Conference 2017. The Wikimedia Conference is an annual conference where all the user group, the chapters, and the thematic groups from all Wikimedia countries come together on annual basis to talk about the future of Wikimedia.
Wow, the future of Wikimedia. Okay, before I go, just my last point question. I have a last question. It's going to prompt me to ask this. Now, in your own term, as Olaniyo Olushola, what does the future of Wikipedia look like?
Well, if I'm going to use my own words, Wikipedia started on the platform of the fact that we plan to have a website that will be editable and that will be available for everybody in such a way that all the salt of all human knowledge would be kept on it.
Exactly.
And therefore, even I'm going to say the future. Yeah, we are still in transition process. We are still moving because we are not yet there. There are so many information that are open that are supposed to be there that is not yet. In future, we want to see a platform where all sort of human knowledge will have transported and aboard in a platform called Wikimedia.
Well, that's kind of, that's going to be awesome. And that's going to be awesome. Now, I still want you to touch on that question. So what does it involve for us to have an future? What does it involve?
Well, what we need is for everybody to understand the rules to play. One, our last guest, she said we should start not looking at Wikipedia as a platform just for collation of facts, but a platform where you and I can contribute.
Okay.
If you look at it, each of us have one form of knowledge within our domain. If those knowledge are popular, if it has been mentioned, if things have been written about them, then they have a place on Wikipedia. And that is the only way where we can get to that future. Wow. By participation of everyone.
Wow, that's interesting. That's enlightening. Okay. So this conference you're talking about, when is it starting, sir?
It actually started I don't know how the exact year at the moment, but I'm sure it is another company that comes from Germany every year, most likely March every year. But before, I'm going to get the right year for you, but at the moment, I'm not so sure of the exact date. Though Wikimedia started in the year 2000, but I'm not so sure of the exact year.
All right. So what does it entail? Because I'm sure some Nigerians are out there like, oh, can I have conference? Can I come along? So what does it entail for you to be a member of the country Nigeria?
To be eligible for Wikimedia conference, each of the group are supposed to present ordinarily. All user groups are supposed to present one person. Then each chapter has to present two persons. Then thematic, one person. But this year, there's an exemption to this year because of a new strategic movement that Wikimedia Foundation is embarking on. Nigerian and some other user group were asked to present two persons.
Wow.
And ordinarily, for you to be eligible, also for an affiliate to be eligible, such an affiliate must have submitted a report of all their pending projects within the year.
Wow, that's massive. So we have been two representatives present in Nigeria. And so you can get to know them, so we can get to know representative, and then we can get to ask them and know those who are representing Nigeria back in the state of the world.
Yeah, your humble person speaking, Olani Olushola, I am the first rep from Wikimedia UG Nigeria, and the other person will be coming from Abuja, the person of Blossom Oguruma. She will be the person that will be representing Nigeria also at the global event.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Olani Olushola. And I'm going to ask this question based on your office as the director of the Wikimedia User Group in Nigeria. Now, this conference, what relevance does it bring to the User Group in Nigeria?
Wow, there are so many references. One, it brings about a hub for networking.
Oh, wow.
Well, that is each of the affiliates is a platform for all of us to meet.
Yeah.
Two, it's also a platform for sharing of knowledge.
Okay.
There are things that you need to see one-on-one to share. And it's going to be a platform for doing that. And also, it's also a platform for all to discuss, for everybody to come together to discuss what the future holds for the foundation.
Okay, so the future for the foundation. Okay. Brian, you never do justice to that, but please tell us. But in a more practical sense, now we have the representative representing Nigeria now at a conference where we have several other people from all parts of the world there. Now, the duration of the conference is like how many? What's the duration?
I think it's 3 days.
Okay, so after these 3 days, what happened? Like, what items you have been back to Nigeria? What happened? What's that physical thing?
Yeah, one of the key things for each athlete coming to Benin is one, you must be able to show that when you, after the event, you come back and impart the same knowledge on the athlete. If whoever you are sending cannot show, if they are not so sure of the person's ability to transport such knowledge, being imparted on the person over there to the either group or the athlete that he or she represents,
okay,
the community, the foundation are not going to agree to the support of this of such a person at the conference.
Wow, that's massive. So we can be sure that after these few weeks conference in Berlin, Germany, Nigeria is going to be good
for it. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to go further up, and then we'll have more experience, and then we can now put so many of those things into practice in Nigeria, and then we'll have. Now, on the last note, researcher, because this is an April, it's not every time we have the director of the ISA group here in Nigeria on the flip side where we get asked questions. So because of that, we'll try to judiciously use it and get questions and facts from. And so Shala, on the last note, on the very last, as a user here in Nigeria, in your own sense or in your own personal sense, can you rate the activities of user here in Nigeria? What has been done in the effect? Can you rate the impact?
Well, I am going to say that at the moment we are doing so well, though we must not rest on our horses. As a matter of fact, the user would have been able to endure a series of partnership with other organizations of like minds in the country. At the moment, we have started what is called HUB in other institutions. University of Ibadan is going to be a hub for Wikimedia. It has been approved. Nigerian Institute of Journalism also have actually approved the working with Wikimedia as a hub to train students of Nigerian Institute of Journalism and University of Ibadan. Also in the same vein, the first woman radio station in Nigeria is also talking with us on how to form a partnership through which we can reach more audience about the Wiki Loves Women project and also Nigerian as a whole. I think that is, we really deserve a round of applause for that, because it doesn't just come cheap. It demands a whole lot of good work, connections, talking to people, not sleeping at night, documentation, and the rest. And we are trying, we are up to it.
Wow, that's massive. Like, Nigerian, the Wikimedia is like the Nigerian, it's been at least, we've been up to date, we've been trying as much as possible to use all we have to get what we want. So we are grateful to the management of the city, of these. So on this note, we draw the curtain to today's program, Time Out with Wikipedia. It's been a wonderful time. It's like I'm saying, we have a thing in one package. Like, it's every time you have a day one package like this, but we had it today on today's program, the first package where we talk about an article we did about Mwabudu. Then the next package, we had an interview with Brigitte Dogas, topic of the Institute today in South Africa. And the last package, where we had an interview with one of our very own director of the user group of Wikimedia, user group here in Nigeria. So I said, we are enlightened, and then we are better with what we have. So on this note, I say thank you very, very much to our esteemed listeners out there. Thank you for tuning with us. Now, don't forget, we are coming back here next week, same time, same station. So, be with us. So, right now, sign out. My name remains Ayokomi Oyengemi, popular host of Wikipedia. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.